Now I'm your last speaker, Yvette Vaughan-Jones, Director of Visiting Arts. Leadership. Somebody recently wrote that the term leadership has gone from obscurity to meaninglessness in 5 years. And I think that's because in the old days, and I remember the old days, it was management. And management was about structures and processes and enforcers of those structures and processes. And sometimes you had an inspirational leader that was enforcing those processes. But what's wonderful about the leadership programs recently is the liberation of that idea into a value, and the fact that you can see emerging leaders evident right through organizations, and that it's something that is more and more important that emerges through the 21st century. And I too was going to quote Lao Tse about great leaders, but the idea that good, bad leaders, but the great leaders are the ones that make you feel as if it was you that did it. And that's really important. We were asked about our personal journey and advice. Well, two bits of advice. The first one is, there's nothing more important than people, and you're one of those people. And the second thing is, you can always find an excuse not to do something. So I was also asked how I got to where I got to, and I can track it to one memorable evening where a friend of mine desperately wanted to go to a disco dancing competition in West Wales. The last thing I wanted to do. I won't bore you, but by an eccentric group of steps and logical pathways, that's exactly where the start of my journey to where I am now via Brussels and London. So other people have said it. The worst thing about being last is everyone said it. So other people have said, you know, take a risk, don't be frightened, put yourself in a difficult position, and self-awareness of people are important. So I'm reiterating all of that. Sorry. And finally, the 21st century leadership. A friend of mine said, Ramnath Narayan Swami, it's no accident that 5 of the 10 richest entrepreneurs in the world are from the Indian subcontinent. And that's because, in his view, the leadership style of India was much more suited to the 21st century. Well, there might have been other reasons, but I choose to agree with that at this point and just say that I think the 21st leadership style needs to be more reflective, more spiritual, more self-effacing. Look at succession, not the ego. And my final word is that it should be about the long term. So as I'm the last speaker, I'm going to say, can we drink to the future and the long term?